gorilla stomp.
Followed.
Before we move on, let's check in with Cassie Hope. She's got today's headlines. Cassie Hope, FM Radio's only 14-year-old newswoman who's thoroughly depressed and also a cutter. Cassie?
Do I start talking now? Now do I go? Or do I... Because every time I do, the different music starts playing. I'm Cassie Hope with the news. I feel like I'm screwing this all up, and I can't read it. Why is the word so small? I hate when I don't feel in control. So today's top headlines, the Talibians are to free the rest of the South Korean hostesses. You may remember the Talibians from when they blew up, like, two of our big buildings. And then everyone drove around with flags up on their car for, like, a couple weeks. They killed two of the Koreans, but are gonna let the other ones live. And in economic news, guys, this is... I can't... Move out of the way! I can't see the goddamn screen! Can you hand me my purse? Thank you. I just need my purse. I just need to do this, I'm sorry. Down to three. Up and down the river. Oh! It's the only thing that feels real.
The Chinese finance minister is resigning. And with a look at weather today, it looks like it's going to be another hot day for you Californians. Meanwhile, mostly sunny in the Midwest, scattered thunderstorms in the Northeast, and more scattered thunderstorms in the South. This has been a news update. I hate you, Mom and Dad. I'm Cassie Hope. Back to you, Tim.
All right. Thank you very much, Cassie Hope. We got to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, our stunt boy, Dick Cheese, is going to try to fit a whole set of silverware in his anus. Can he do it? Find out when the morning dump continues. Stay right there.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Snicker clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yeah, I'm tasting throw up in my mouth. I just puked. And what does it say about me that the first thing I thought of was, Jesus Christ, why wasn't my iPhone handy so I could record it for you freaks? Next time, I promise you, if I puke during the program, you'll be the first to hear it. I don't want to be here, freaks. I feel like shit. None of this matters. I don't really care what type of program I do for you today. And quite frankly, it doesn't matter because you're going to sit there and listen to anything I produce. You are my bitches and you will take it in the ass or the cunt or mouth. Whatever hole I want to stick it in and fuck you. That's how you're going to take it and you're going to like it. And many of you will pay me for the privilege of it. I really do feel like shit, and yesterday I was feeling a little bit better. I apologize for the lack of programs last week. There was no show Wednesday. I did a Sideshow exclusive program on Thursday, and then Friday there was no program as well. It's just been a shitty week! How many days do normal people get off at their jobs? Is it like a week? You get a week's vacation or 2 weeks vacation a year, something like that? And then I think sick days are separate. I need to figure that out and start using them because I hate whenever I miss a show, and it's really not that often. I'll get a few comments, where the fuck is Wednesday's show? I want two of them now from you. Like I have to make it up or something. So fuck you all. I just am not feeling good. I vomited up what looks to be egg yolk, yet I haven't had eggs in days. That's right, I'm upchucking hollandaise sauce or something. I don't know, I should have took a picture of the toilet. But that's what's happening in my little world. I do have a great show for you today, if you can put up with my misery, which I'm sure you feed off of in love, you monsters. You like to see me suffer. A DV listener sent in the following clip a few days ago, but it was when I was not feeling well, and I completely forgot about it. Now it's sort of making its way around the internet, so I missed this opportunity to be the first person to show it to you, probably. But there's a new cartoon that I found very interesting. Take a listen.
I'm Punky, new to RTE Junior, a little girl with lots going on.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on in her forehead region.
I'm Punky.
Notice her voice is a little downsy. There's a big clue for you.
New to RTE Junior, a little girl with lots going on.
And I like dancing.
This is where she lives with her mum, her brother Con, her pet dog.
I love you too, Rufus.
And a very grumpy granny.
That dog is a pest.
Called Cranky. Punky has lots of friends and lots of fun.
Blah, 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 blah.
And a half-down syndrome.
Punky, weekday.
There's the twist.
It's on RTE Junior.
I guess RTE Junior must be like Nick Junior here in the States. Oh, I hope Nick Junior gets this show. And Punky! Punky can count from one to potato.
Sometimes I pet the dog too hard and he cries.
Yes, Punky, yes.
I have a mouth that looks like a bulldog's.
Yes, Punky, that's just the downs. Punky! All right, there you go. That program is going to be responsible for teaching our nation's youth how to talk like a tard, basically. Moving on, you know, a couple days ago on the show, I was talking about the Pedalogs, which was an old podcast hosted by and for pedophiles. It was a short-lived show. I think the Fed shut it down. But I was asking you guys, you know, if anyone out there has episodes of the Pedalogs, first of all, it's very incriminating to have that type of stuff on your computer. Don't ever send your computer out to be fixed, like to Best Buy or something. The Geek Squad would frown upon that type of stuff. Anyways, I asked you guys if you had a couple episodes of the Pedalogs, send it to me. And guess who happened to have a couple? Of course, Corey. Corey sent me a few episodes. He's working on a new CD that's going to be out this summer, and I'm going to play you a clip from one of his newest mashups because it has something to do with pedophiles. But here's just a snip. Here's just a little clip that sort of encapsulates what the Pedalogs were all about.
In a way, I think, and I wish, all parents were true pedophiles. Because just think how wonderful this world would be if we treated our children with respect and listened to them and...
fingered their assholes.
Had the time to play games with them.
Yeah. The type of games you're referring to are illegal. I've got a longer... First of all, who let that woman in? I thought that was... The show was hosted by a bunch of, you know, gay kitty touchers. But here is a longer clip. This is from a 2006 show.
You've been in the BL community, oh hell yeah, for...
By the way, BL stands for boy lover.
You've been in the BL community, oh hell yeah, for, like, how long?
Since 1999, April of 1999.
Wow.
Yeah, I...
Wow, you've been molesting a long time.
First thing led me here... was reading a story, a BL story, from Nifty.
All right, so he was looking for child porn on Nifty.
Nifty.org, for those of you who don't know. Called Double Trouble. And okay. It was the most beautiful story I'd ever read, and I was crying my eyes out for weeks afterwards after I wrote it. I read it.
I wrote it and I just read it and oh my god, I was such a good writer. I just started crying my eyes out.
No, I didn't write it. I read it.
You know, Corey sent me like four episodes of the Pedalogs and I wonder, like, what could you talk about? I like to fuck children. How are we going to fill the next hour?
Okay.
And it was the most beautiful story I'd ever read, and it finally opened my eyes, made me accept who I really was, because I knew I was a BL since I was 8 years old. I may not have known what it was called, but I knew what it was. I also had enough sense to know that if I ever told anyone this, I would most likely be hung.
Right.
More than likely by my own family, so I hid it until I was about 19. I read that story, and it forced me to accept it. And while searching the net for the author of the story, I ended up coming upon Boy Chat. Boy Tales.
Sort of fucking AOL chat room. AOL has done more for the pedophile community in the last 20 years.
So, do you believe that you, in any way possible for you, to make yourself become sexually aroused when you see a good-looking guy on the street? Chances are he's going to say no. So if you don't have the ability to do this, what makes you think I have this magic power, this mutant ability, to go out and choose to be attracted to a boy? And then just get a hard-on whenever I see one out on the street, as most people will probably think pedophiles do.
It's kind of what makes a pedophile a pedophile. Here's just a rapid succession of short clips that Corey found.
Lusting after kids.
I'm a pervert, and so far they haven't made a law against looking.
Are we perverts?
Yes!
Yes!
You know.
You're honest.
Pornography.
You got a pretty mouth.
Pull your dick out that mouth.
You know, if you push far enough, you can go right through one of those little buggers and right into the next one, you know. But you do have to chain them down.
I'm rubbing myself.
Just tell them to pull out.
You know, ironically, that's how you stop a 3-year-old from choking.
Younger boys.
Yeah, you may have heard some of those clips in Corey's previous mashups. He's got a new one he's working on for his upcoming album, WTF, What the Fudge. It's coming out later this summer. I've got a clip here. I don't want to play the whole thing. I don't know if Corey wants me to. But here's about a minute from Get Into My Car.
I'd so love to get beaten up by you and be your toilet.
This guy was talking about how he would get his rocks off by penetrating an infant.
A lot of those kids didn't seem like they were getting enough attention, so I kind of felt sorry for them. And did you ever buy them a meal? I got pudding.
And I'll be your little honey.
Yeah, baby, I need my little honey bear.
And you could do whatever you want. Because I'm so hot.
Look, I was just legally enjoying children at these events.
Mr. Mac touched my penis.
Yeah. That feels good, doesn't it?
Always. There's always a roll of duct tape someplace in the house.
Everything has to be consensual.
How can a 3-year-old be consensual?
As long as the child can verbalize...
Get off your ass!
I gotta admit, I just want to punch you right in the face.
I think I'm gonna buy a lot of candy and a lot of toys. I'm gonna have a party over my house. All the neighborhood kids are invited. No adults allowed.
Hi, you sure a cute kid. You know, I'm a professional photographer. Why don't you come on, hop in the car. I'll take a picture.
Okay, all right.
I've got a special job for you today.
I want to play the whole thing for you, but I really shouldn't. You'll have to purchase Corey's album, WTF, What the Fudge, coming later this summer. Ting. Finally, before we get into the news, I've got a new song from Majel ZZ Diamond. We've featured her before. She's always talking about her vagina and shit like that. She's like the female Tonetta.
My vagina is my property. My anus is my property. My genital is my property. I can't fuck anyone alive. I can't fuck anyone alive. My pussy does swag. My vagina got swagger.
Her vagina has swagger?
Yeah. I got farting vagina, farting, farting vagina. I got quiffing vagina, quiffing, quiffing. Quiffing vagina, farting, farting. Farting vagina.
So her farting pussy apparently has some swag to it.
Look what I become. Look what I become. See me who I become. Dirty bitch. Yeah.
Something's wrong with her.
Can somebody tell me this? Can a penis win the battle? And vagina never achieve it. Can a penis win the battle?
What?
And vagina never achieve it.
Huh? I don't understand.
Okay.
What the hell is she saying?
I am who I am. I am what I am.
You lost me at farting pussy, lady.
Take me or leave me. Take me or leave me. I damn the consequence. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I say once more.
And now we're fucking the haters. So there you go. That's what's happening with Majela ZZ Diamond. I'll put a link on the show notes today or my Twitter sheet.
Twitter sheet.
Yes. Thank you, Sylvia, if you want to check that out. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not yet a Sideshow member, sign up right now. Help support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Despite the fact I felt like death on a stick last week and continue to do so, I managed to do the extended show Tuesday and, of course, the bonus episode on Thursday. I apologize. I'm sorry again for not doing a show on, was it Wednesday or Friday? But, look, I was sick. Deal with it. Yeah, I actually puked three times. And one of them, I made the mistake of eating, like, some sort of, like, Mexican, some sort of Mexican breakfast concoction and puked out what looked like Bloody Mary mix. And then, the other puke was just standard chunky fare. And then, of course, the egg yolk that I mentioned. But I'm feeling, my stomach's feeling better now. I don't think there's anything in there, the problem. I think hopefully I'll be, I'm on the road to recovery now. I don't know. Let's do three quick stories and then get the hell out of here. You know, if you want to help support the program, I'd really appreciate it. I love doing the show and would like to keep doing it for a long time, but, that all, depends on you. I'm doing this, bitch for a living now. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. I'm sorry I don't have the name of the person who sent this in, but, she or he thought it may be a distorted view update. Anna Katerian Bezerra is a 36-year-old Brazilian woman who suffers from a chemical imbalance that triggers severe anxiety and... Oh. No, nothing's coming back up yet. That was just indigestion. She suffers from severe anxiety and hypersexuality. Anna, an accountant by day, began to have problems at work because the only way to relieve said anxiety is by masturbating. A lot. Now, after winning a court battle and seeking professional medical help, you mean she can masturbate on the job? Anna is allowed to masturbate and watch porn using her work's computer legally. This bitch has cracked the code. It's what everyone wants. First of all, I hope she has her own windowless office for her sake. It would suck if she's, like, in a cubicle. I mean, she's not an ugly woman, so, you know, for other people around her, I don't think it would be a problem, but, I don't know if she wants, you know, people watching her. Carlos Hewart, Anna's doctor, prescribes Anna with a cocktail. Read an entire medicine cabinet's worth of tranquilizers. Would fucking knock a horse out. But for some reason, she's able to function even on the tranquilizers. Thanks to the concoction, Anna now only has to masturbate around 18 times a day. I'm trying to think what my personal best was for masturbation in one 24-hour period. I would think maybe 4 or 5. And that was a special occasion. I was really proud of my penis. You deserve some special attention from me today. I can't... 18 times a day? Her pussy must be raw. Oh... That poor cunt. Of course, all this sounds absurd and hilarious to most of us, but for Anna, it's probably anything but. Last April, she had to take her employer to court in order to be allowed to masturbate during work hours. Anna, now, when you masturbate, I don't know how long it takes her, but it's really got to interfere with her work day, like getting shit done. Still, imagine an office full of scandalized and perverted stares at you as you exit the bathroom or bend down to pick up a pencil. Awkward. Also, as a woman, having a bunch of men knowing that you're a clinical nympho probably doesn't help deter unwanted sexual advances. Yeah, there's not a lot of work getting done at that office. So, that's what's happening in Brazil today. Moving on. A stash of porn was found in the hideout of Osama bin Laden. I'm sure you guys all heard about this last week. It's something I would have reported on in a timely fashion if I wasn't puking my fucking guts out. Yes. The porn recovered in bin Laden's compound consists of modern, electronically recorded video. Oh, digital video. And is fairly extensive. I like to jerk off a lot. Now, he had nothing to do. You know, he was locked up in that bedroom. He'd probably masturbate about 18 times a day. The official said they were not yet sure precisely where in the compound the porn was discovered or who had been viewing it. Specifically, the largest source of pornography comes from the U.S. specifically the San Fernando Valley region. Notice there were no hijacked planes in that area on September 11th. All we have to do is let Vivid Video rent out a few wings of the Pentagon or something, and it'll be safe. And the government can charge these companies rent. We can start working down the country's debt. It's a win-win situation. You know, thebangbus.com could rent a few offices in the White House or something. And when the press secretary isn't taking questions and holding conferences and shit, that room could be used as, like, a soundstage for porno. They could just film right there. The press conference has been rescheduled to 11:35 because one of our tenants, Club Hardcore, is running behind on their shoot of the upcoming release, Ghetto Cock Gaggers 4. I'm just throwing some ideas out there to help the government. All right, specifically, the official said they didn't know if Bin Laden himself had acquired or viewed the materials. Reports have said that Bin Laden's compound was cut off from the internet or other hardwired communication networks. It's unclear how compound residents would have acquired the pornography, but a video released by the Obama administration confiscated from the compound showed Bin Laden watching pictures of himself on a TV screen. He wasn't jerking off to that, indicating that the compound was equipped with video playback equipment. Materials carted away from the compound by the U.S. commandos included digital thumb drives, which U.S. officials believe may have been a principal means by which couriers carried electronic messages to and from the late al-Qaeda leader. Three other U.S. officials familiar with evidence gathered during the investigations of other Islamic militants said the discovery of porn is not uncommon in such cases. They're horny little bastards over there. Oh, look at this. Distorted View has acquired some of the porn titles in Bin Laden's stash. They include Goat Strokers, Hijack Me Off, Weapons of Mass Turbation, and 72 Virgin Bukkake Bonanza. Right, there you go. There's the obligatory porn list. Final story we have for you today. Say what you will about Iran. I don't know what that may be. You just say it right now. Yes, I agree. But they've got a very unique way of handling criminals. And by unique, I mean brutal. Brutal way of dealing with criminals. And I kind of agree with them. I think the U.S. should adopt some of these policies. All right, so a guy basically threw acid in the face of a woman because she would not marry him. She used to be pretty. Now she's a mangled, melty, acidy mess. And so Iran basically said, okay, well, now you can throw acid in his face, which is brilliant. But now, in an 11th-hour decision, Iran has postponed blinding a convicted man who threw acid in the face of a woman because she would not marry him. Why has Iran all of a sudden become a pussy? Probably because it has something to do with the fact that he's a man, and men can do no wrong, and she's a bitch. I don't know. A court sentenced Mahid Mohavadi to be blinded in both eyes for throwing acid into the face of 32-year-old Ameh Bahramama. Under Iran's Islamic law, imposed since 1979, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, it is permitted in cases where bodily injuries are inflicted. All right. Mohammed was convicted after he threw acid at Bahramama's face, blinding the then 24-year-old electronics graduate in both eyes. Attacked her at a bus stop in 2004 after he begged her in vain to marry him. For months, he had stalked her, and she was left blind and disfigured. She later underwent 19 operations. The court awarded her £19,000 in compensation, and Majid went to jail. But she did not want the money. She wanted her attacker to suffer the same anguish she was forced to endure for more than 6 years. Bahrami, whose hands, neck, and face were also disfigured in the attack, said she does not see the ruling as taking revenge, but wanted to prevent him from doing it to someone else. She's received death threats because of her determination to exact revenge. The police have told me not to go out on the streets alone. My parents are scared. They think the judges are wrong. Arrangements had been made for to inject the acid into her attacker's eyes as he lie in a hospital. 20 drops in each eye, supposedly. She was quoted as saying, "I'm very happy. After 6 years, I'm getting justice. But we are both losers because we have both suffered greatly." An unnamed official said the punishment of Majid was scheduled to be carried out on Saturday at a hospital, but it's been postponed. Amnesty International has urged Iran, oh, those fucking meddling hippies, separate. Amnesty International, those do-gooders, has urged Iran not to carry out the sentence, saying the Iranian authorities have a responsibility under international law to ensure it does not go ahead. Whatever. For once, I'm on the side of Iran. Ting. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of charge. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Jehu, Timmy Boo, it is Civil Disrupt here, and I haven't called in a long time, because I've been moving away from that, you know, mob, that furry mob that's been coming after me. But anyway, I just wanted to add a little thing about that conspiracy theory that you are, in fact, you know, Cheryl Mikowski, Jehu. That was my worst impersonation of Cheryl Mikowski.
Yeah,
but,
not very good.
Pretty much, I would just like to say that sometimes people who have alternate personalities or alternate identities don't remember it. Oh. Like it's some mental issue.
Yes.
So if they go through like a polygraph test,
yeah, but
they will be.
I can't recreate her voice. My imitation of her is horrible. Her name is Cheryl.
Truth, because they don't remember.
That's as good as I can.
And they are essentially a different person.
Do it.
And I think that you are, in fact, the alternate personality. So Cheryl Mikowski is actually you, not you are Cheryl Mikowski.
Okay.
That was kind of confusing. Anyway.
So I'm just a personal. I'm one of the personalities of Cheryl Mikowski, is what you're saying. Whatever.
Hey, Timmy. It's your self-appointed favorite list turd puppy here. You know, I was sitting here playing the new Mortal Kombat.
Heard good things about that game.
You know, listening to an old episode of Sort of You, and I started thinking, because, you know, you were bitching about fucking babies and all this other bullshit.
That doesn't sound
like
me.
I was listening to that, and I just thought about my pure hatred for pregnant women. It's really not babies. And children.
So your problem is
like
with
the most
pregnant
annoying
women.
People.
I see.
It's fucking pregnant women. Because nothing is more annoying than a fat whore pushing her way through a fucking line or through like a fucking supermarket.
I hate those signs in front of parking spots now. They're reserved for pregnant bitches.
Do fucking anything. Thinking that she's better
There's
than
a difference
everyone.
Between someone who's handicapped and can't control how, you know, how they are, but you fucking got knocked up. Someone jizzed in your fucking cunt. You caused this yourself.
So, because she's fat,
you should have
whore,
to walk as
which is
far as
carrying a fucking little cunt.
Required.
Goddamn fucking parasite in your goddamn stomach.
She's like we're just both screaming at the same time about how. Now you've got me on your team. I hate pregnant women too.
Jehu, Timothy, this is Zach from Florida.
Hi, Zach.
I am currently speaking at my normal rate, if only because I think that's what makes my voice messages so god-awfully annoying. Mainly the fact that I just try and talk so fast just to get as much into a short message as possible.
Because you know, you never know when I'm going
to
cut you off.
The reason to play it. The point I'm making is I just don't give a shit anymore, man. If you play it good, if you don't, then you don't. I'm just at that point in my adult life. But I just thought you'd like to know that I saw your boys from Toad the Wet Sprocket play, my Ooh. Lovely, horrible fucking music venue / restaurant that shall not be named in downtown Disney.
Oh, they're performing at restaurants? Not a good sign for Toad.
And they weren't bad. I ended up playing that song that you had been talking about during my break, and I didn't realize it was the song, but you had mentioned the cowbell, and I remember specifically seeing them pull a guy on stage just to do the cowbell, and you haven't played that song for, like, an outro in a very fucking long time.
Maybe today we will.
Oh, even I forgot it.
Well, that's not true, because I was just discussing Toad the Wet Sprocket a couple days
Three
ago.
Three things go great with your show, sir. One is lots and lots of Taco Bell. Two is lots and lots of cheap, disgusting beer, or any other kind of horrible alcohol. And three is lots and lots and lots of debaucherous, degrading, kinky as living shit, disgusting, primitive, ape-like sex. Jehu, sir.
Right, this guy listens to Distorted View while he's banging broads. I approve.
Hello, Timothy Anson. Pen, it's going your monkey over and hard calling. Timothy, I've got the answer to who should take over the program if you suffer an untimely demise.
You.
It is clearly me. I'm a better elocutor than you are. I can pronounce words longer than two
How
syllables.
Can you be a better elocutor when I don't even know what that word means?
And I know a lot of interesting factoids the freaks will love. For
yeah.
example, you said the Tonetta was wrong and that you could never suck a man's sweet booby juice. Actually, men with prolactin-secreting tumors will begin to lactate. Also, my penis is very hairy, and when I am given vigorous fellatio, it makes a sound like a didgeridoo. Having your mother blow me would fill up like 2 Sideshow exclusive programs.
Well, that's just fascinating. All right. Pan Panascore has a hairy penis. We learned so much on this program.
Tim Haley's comment, 2 quick things, and I'll get off your voicemail. First of all, Freakipedia.net, it's down. It looks like from the error messages that it's giving that the database size has exceeded the limits of
how do
the
I
web
fix
host
that?
Provider will allow for the database.
Does anyone know SQL?
Backup of that database and get it to me. I will do my best to clean it up and send you a replacement so that you can get Freakipedia up and running again, cleaned of all the spam. Number 2. The fellow who called up and complained that he couldn't extract the zip archives of the past episodes, I'm a computer programmer by trade. I've written software to generate zip archives and process zip archives. He has one of 2 problems. First of all, he might not have completely downloaded the file, so he might actually have an incomplete file. Number 2, he's using fucking WinRAR. It is a flaky piece of shit.
What should he be using?
I hate it. It is abysmal. And if you just get the free, freeware, open source utility, 7-Zip, 7-Zip, it does everything when
you There you go. If you're having I'm going to cut you off. If you're having a problem opening one of the huge Sideshow exclusive zip files of Archive of Programs, use 7-Zip instead of WinRAR.
Hey, Tim,
I'm a lion.
Freak Chantal calling.
Hi, Chantal.
I called up a couple of days ago with a couple of stories about weird shit that's been going around in my town. One of them about a woman who got missed by dog. If you remember, I was just giving you kind of an update. I found out...
Her phone cut out. I don't know if she said mauled or molested.
...who was mauled by dogs is actually a crackhead.
Oh.
So, no loss there.
Right.
And her children were taken away from her because she fed them glass. Really a savory individual there. Anyway,
did she at least cut up the glass into small parts to make it more manageable to eat?
I love your show. Keep it up.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you very much, Chantal. Moving on.
Jagu Kim, Sideshow member Snatch Weasel here.
Hi, Snatch Weasel.
Hey, 3 quick things. One, I got my 2-year Sideshow membership badge in the mail. Appreciate it. Thanks for sending it. 2, I was listening to some past episodes, and I was at the 12 Days of Distortion. And I was thinking, why even give the free side faggots anything? They don't contribute anything to your show but shitty voicemail messages.
That's not true. Sometimes they send in links to funny stuff. I love
Nick
all of my listeners, but of course I love my paying members more.
Hey, Tim, it's Nick from Iowa here.
Hey, Nick.
Am I the only one that listens? You have a lot of good-looking listeners on the show.
I do have a lot of good-looking listeners. A lot of them have been posting pictures of themselves on my Facebook wall with Distorted View merchandise. Yes.
First off, Tim, this is Harris from Portland, Oregon.
You think my listeners would look like trolls?
Show for a
hairy, ugly troll.
7 years now? Or no, wait, you haven't even been doing the show for 7 years.
That's not true. I have been doing the show. Wait, how? So I started December 2004. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. This is my 7th year, I guess. In December will be 7 years.
First off, many years. I was just listening to the Friday show as I was getting ready for work, and there was a story about from Portland, Oregon, about the guy attacking the Girls Gone Wild bus. And I swear to God, shit like that happens all the time. My dad works for one of the biggest pub brewery chains in the Northwest, and
hook me up.
There's a concert venue that he manages, and shit like that goes down all the time. People get drunk, people are stupid, and it's just...
When you mix beer and boobs, nothing good can come with that.
TJ from Chicago, Sideshow member, calling you once again. I had a really, really fucked up dream the other night, and I can only blame your show for me having it. So I just wanted to describe it to you, because I think you are entirely to blame. It was set in the early 20th century.
Yeah, that sounds
there were dinosaurs living. These were not the Jurassic Park type clone dinosaurs, but these are actual real dinosaurs living on Earth. And scientists were studying these dinosaurs, and one of the ways they were studying them is they were studying how dinosaurs acted when they were fisted. So the one really, really vivid scene I have from this dream
Is a dinosaur being fisted?
55-year-old gray-haired scientist with his arm elbow deep inside a velociraptor.
Dinosaurs wouldn't even feel that. They're so big.
Hey, boo. Spiral am, fucker. Hey, I got an idea. Maybe we take, like, the original intro for the show and your new shit and kind of put them together, right?
Oh.
So people shut the fuck up. So it's like, it's the Distorted View Show. Don't you try to fuck my tits now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the suggestion, Spiral Ham Hawker. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 4206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, God.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to fuck everyone and everyone alive and their babies and their and all the husbands out there that are straight. We're going to fuck them all.
I love the pedophiles. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to rate us and review us over there as well. And I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Won't you calm down?
You guys didn't want to buy a bunch of meat, did you? There was a meat salesman.
Well, it depends what kind of meat. How aged is it?
It's about 12.
12-year-old meat. Is it still good, right?
It's great.
Juicy?
Yeah.